Yoga in all its forms has been a support for me in my life, through all the highs and lows. It's opened my mind and my heart in ways I never knew were possible. It has been a teacher, a taskmaster, and a friend. This podcast is an offering. I wish to share the teachings of yoga with you as a tool to help navigate life. Namaste, and welcome. Welcome. I'm so happy you're here. Happy spring. Yeah, so this week, the week that the podcast is airing, we are experiencing the spring equinox. I think it was Tuesday evening would be the spring equinox in the Northeast. And so, yay, spring, we made it. We made it through the winter. It's interesting how you start to hear people out and about talking about the coming of spring and the changing of the season, especially when it's from winter to spring. If you have one or two days of warm weather on the onset of spring, at the onset of spring, people are so psyched. And then if you get a cold snap, right on the heels of the one or two days of spring-like weather, and it's only mid-March, people are, well, they get frustrated. You know, that groundhog said we didn't see his shadow or whatever Punxsutawney Phil tells us, and we were supposed to get an early spring, so why is it freezing? Why is it windy? Why are those snowflakes? But spring started, and people want to shed the layers of winter and they want to start putting on their lightweight clothing and they want to transition. Well, we are transitioning. You know, and we speak about at the time of the winter solstice, we talk about hibernation, right? We talk about wintering. You know, we talk about going inward. All of Mother Earth is really showing us that that's what we do. Mother Nature is showing us, okay, it's a time to get quiet. It's a time to go within, reflect, rest, and all the things. But as soon as spring has sprung, we want to sprang right out there. And yet, really, Mother Nature is taking her time. And that's what the chillier days juxtaposed against the warmer days. That's what a little snowflake here and there, rainy weekend and the like. That's what Mother Nature is saying. She's saying, hey, I'm transitioning. Give me a minute here, right? And I want to share that that's what we are meant to be doing, because remember, we are one with nature, right? So in Ayurveda, they talk about us being the microcosm to the macrocosm of the universe, right? So we are a microcosm of the universe. We are part of the universe. So we are nature. We're human nature, right? We're nature within nature. So we aren't meant to transition in this time of transition as well. So you think about Ayurveda and you think about the different doshas or constitutions, and we've spoken about them in earlier episodes in some detail. But this is the transition seasons, and specifically spring, are kapha. And kapha is earth and water. Kapha is mud. You know, kapha is cohesion. Kapha is, think of mud, and I will use the word sludge, you know, kind of like a sludge. It's heavy. It's heavy. You know, spring really tricks us with its name, right? Because we're not supposed to spring anywhere, right? We're moving slowly through the mud of this transitional season. Okay, why is this cool? Because whatever germinated and was revealed to me, not even revealed to me, but whatever germinated, I think is the best word, through the winter months, I may not be aware of just yet. So it's in this transitional season that I feel, and I have experienced in the past, that the rest of the year is revealed to me. It's not revealed to me in January. In January, I'm kind of still cooking, you know? I'm like, I'm still bacon. Not bacon like you eat bacon. I mean baking. But I'm, you know, things are happening, but I'm not fully aware of them because I'm in a state of slumber, right? We are not, just like Mother Nature is not as sharp. She might be volatile with different storms and nor'easters and depending on where you live and blizzards and things like that. But there isn't a sharp quality. There's a quiet quality. We all understand this. So it's not within the quiet wintering time that the rest of the year is revealed. It's actually in the transition of spring. So you might feel a little more energized the first week of spring, the second week of spring. But what I advise is for you to pace yourself, is for you to say, okay, I'm transitioning. And in this transition, I want to slowly shed the layers of winter, the energetic levels, layers, the physical layers, the spiritual layers, all of it. I want to slowly shed it because it's in the transition, it's in the slow shedding that we get to see and become mindful of or aware of our choices for the coming year. This is it. So of course, this is me talking. So I'm going to recommend more journaling, not less. A captain's log, you know, keep a record of what you're experiencing right now, your dreams right now in this transitional time. Super, super important. If you are able to, let's say you wake up in the middle of the night, which I hope if you do, you are blessed to return to sleep quickly. But if you are waking up or if you have to use the bathroom or something, but if you wake up and you come back to bed, try and think of what was that dream, because you most likely woke up in the middle of a dream cycle. When you wake up first thing in the morning, try not to hop out of bed immediately. Let the residue of your slumber, let the residue of your dream time wash over you. You might pull a thing or two. You might pull a situation, a color, a feeling, an emotion. I don't remember the dream, but I remember being scared. Or I don't remember the dream, but I remember daisies, you know, whatever. Or was that my childhood pet that I saw in my dream? You might just get a snippet. And that's great. That's a start. Because obviously, I don't mean to say obviously in a condescending way, but we all know that our dreams, it's the basement of our mind. I think that there's a line in a song by The National. But anyway, I promise you I won't sing. When we go to sleep at night, we are experiencing death, right? We are dying to the conscious, and we are very bravely surrendering to the subconscious. Many people use sleep as an escape, and many people that have experienced traumatic events in their life will either go through a period of not dreaming or will say to you, I never dream. If that's not your case and you do dream and you can practice some dream recall, you will find there may be some snippets of, there may be some clues in there for what this transitional period is trying to reveal to you for the manifestation of the rest of your year. You know, in the world of astrology, Western astrology, this is the time of year that actually kicks off the astrological charts. And I find that interesting. You know, it's not January. The new year for astrology is now. And it's the new year and the renewal and the rebirth for all of us, right? And we have some holidays that come up and help us to celebrate that. But for yourself personally, for us and our evolution and growth, I again advise don't rush. Don't rush. Spring is transition. It's kapha. It's that's in the Ayurvedic tradition, right? The sludge, the water and earth, the mud. You're kind of trekking, you're trekking through it. You know, you're trekking through the mud of spring in this transitional season. So a few things that we can take on, but again, you know, try not to outpace yourself or try not to be overly energetic or try not to force these next few things, but it's a nice time to clean out, to spring clean. And we could spring clean our homes. We can do a little extra dusting, a little extra decluttering. Why? Because some things may build up over the winter when we're moving a little slower, ideally, right? Because we were in a hibernation mode. We have more daylight, we're afforded more sunlight. So you may notice that there's little piles gathering around your home. You know, maybe it's some extra books that are piled up and you really only intend to read one, or it's some paperwork that's piling up, or whatever it may be. Look around your home and see where you can declutter in order to create. When you create physical clear space, you're creating mental clear space. So when your desk is clear, your mind is clear. When your room is clear, your mind and body are clear. Take a look in your closets. Again, I'm not suggesting you declutter and do your closet all in one day. Pace yourself. Give yourself little projects. And one of the reasons is because when these projects are taken on in small doses, it's within the doing of the project that you almost become meditative. And in the meditative state of focusing on this project of decluttering or what have you, you will hear the whispers of what is meant to be revealed to you in the transition. So one place we get the clues is in our dreams, our journaling, and when we afford ourselves snippets of time to do projects that support spring cleaning or a cleaning out or a decluttering or a detoxifying, if you will. Take a look also in your journaling. Again, nothing too harsh or nothing overdone, but your relationships. I'm not saying to banish people from your life, but take a look at what relationships feel light and airy and fulfilling to you, and what relationships are feeling heavy and toxic. That's another way that we clean out and freshen up for us to be able to move forth in this year in a way that we are meant to and in the way that we wish to, that which we wish to manifest. So you've got little projects that you're going to take on. Maybe you're going to get a little early gardening done or things of that nature, but you're going to do them. They're going to be scheduled and they're going to be done in manageable doses so that they become meditative and not chore-like. So that, again, you'll be able to hear the whispers that this transitional season wants to reveal to you. And then we can take a look at our nutrition and things that we are eating and things that we are not eating and stuff of that nature. Are we hydrating enough? This is a shift. So we want to be very mindful, and I'll just touch on this briefly. I'm not someone that ever... maybe once. So I need to, you know, be completely honest. Once I tried the Master Cleanse, which is you drink lemon and cayenne and ginger and water. I think I lasted till lunch. It's supposed to be like 5 days or 7 days or 3 days or I don't know. I think I got through half a day. And then I just like eating. I have a whole thought process on cleanses. I'm more somebody who I like to look at my habits. So my habits around food or my habits around wine. And I'll say, huh, okay, I think I'm overdoing the cheese. Like a wheel of brie is not a single serving. Or I'm overdoing the chocolate. And so I'll just become mindful of that. And I'll say, well, I'll have one piece of cheese today, or I'll have one piece of chocolate today, and then I'll see how I feel. And I'm into like occasionally, maybe once a year, twice a year, taking things out of my diet and seeing how I feel, and then putting them back in and seeing how I feel. But I'm not into fasts. I think one time when I was really young, probably in my 20s, I did a cranberry juice cleanse. I think I drank like cranberry. Somebody at the health food store said this is a really great cleanse. And it was just, I drank all natural cranberry juice. Again, I think I made it one day. Supposed to be like 3 days. So if you want to talk cleanses, I can talk about clean eating. If you want to talk about fasts, I can tell you that my feeling in all of my years of studying nutrition and Ayurveda and just being my own experiment, I believe the body is freaking amazing. I believe the human body is a miracle. And I believe the human body has all the organs when we're blessed to be whole and healthy, you know, it's a blessing. The human body, it's got all the organs to do all the things. So I don't think you can abuse it and get away with it for long. So in other words, you can't eat 3 bags of Doritos a day for 6 months and not think that you're going to have negative effects. Of course not. Whole foods, mainly from the refrigerator, less from the pantry, and fresh water with lemon. You know, the body will take care of itself as long as you don't abuse it. As long as you don't neglect it, sleep is vital, exercise is vital, fresh air is vital. But I'm not someone who will ever have a conversation in depth about fasting and be supportive of it. I basically feel that that's saying that's experiencing a lack of faith in your body, and any kind of fasting, in my experience. I'm not a doctor, I'm not anything. But in my experience, very often fasting feels, and the people I talk to that do it feels like, again, it's just a lack of faith in the miracle that is your body. So if you're of good health and you have all of your organs, maybe take a look at this time of adding more carrots, chomping on some celery, making sure you're drinking enough water, and again, making sure you're getting a good solid 7 or 8 hours a night of sleep. It is the best medicine. And so these are some things, right? For spring, what my message for you in this episode is slow down, slow down, slow down. This is not the season that's asking you to rush. This is the season that's asking you to listen. Listen and be still and know. Start to look at different areas of your physical life. Again, your home, look at your journaling, try to reflect on some dreams, look at some relationships, clean out your closet, and lighten up your physical space so that you can feel lighter in your bodily space. And that will allow the message of whatever, again, whatever was being worked on in winter to be revealed to you. So I also, you know, I've been really enjoying, I'm in Brooklyn right now in my home in Brooklyn, and I'm seeing it here. Oh gosh. I mean, I guess they're dogwood trees. I don't know, but those pink flowers on the trees, they just, I feel like I want to do a dance every time I see the trees budding and blooming. Upstate, we were receiving some snow last weekend and on the first and second day of spring, but the crocuses and the daffodils were pushing forth, you know, pushing up through the earth. It seems like magic, right? You see your first crocus or you see your first patch of daffodils and you just think, oh Oh my gosh, that wasn't there yesterday. How did that get there today? It's magic, the magic of spring. Yay, blossom, bloom, go, go, go. But in fact, that crocus has been pushing up through Mother Earth for quite some time. Same with you, same with me, same with us. Take your time. Awake slowly from the slumber. Listen to the whispers of what you are meant to manifest this year. And if during the winter solstice or in the beginning of the new year, you chose a word to represent your year, reflect on that. See how that fits with you. See what that is trying to reveal to you, and perhaps journal about it. So in closing, I want to share a poem with you from one of my all-time favorite poets, Mary Oliver, who many know. And I got to be in a very small, intimate, I think we were in a church in downtown Manhattan, and she did a reading of her latest poetry. I think it was about her dog, Percy, and some others. And that was because my son, Max, was working in publishing at the time. And oh, what a treat. It is one of those moments that I feel so blessed to have experienced, just to be in the same room with Mary Oliver. So I'm so grateful to have had that experience. So here is Mary Oliver's poem called Spring. Somewhere, a black bear has just risen from sleep and is staring down the mountain. All night, in the brisk and shallow restlessness of early spring, I think of her, her four black fists flicking the gravel, her tongue like a red fire touching the grass, the cold water. There is only one question. How to love this world. I think of her rising like a black and leafy ledge to sharpen her claws against the silence of the trees. Whatever else my life is, with its poems and its music and its glass cities, it is also this dazzling darkness coming down the mountain, breathing and tasting. All day, I think of her, her white teeth, her wordlessness, her perfect love. Spring by Mary Oliver. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode of It's All Yoga with Jackie. And hands together at the Heart Center. May all beings be happy and peaceful. May all beings be healthy and strong. May all beings be safe and protected. May all beings live with ease. Namaste.